Tim Cato covering the NBA for SB Nation, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Tim, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Let's start with this question, because the Sixers just did something really impressive tonight, coming back to beat the Knicks down by 10 with 2 minutes left tonight. Which team in the NBA, which bad team in the NBA is the most enjoyable to watch right now in your mind?
It might be the Sixers, man. I mean, and they don't even have Ben Simmons back yet, and he's supposed to be back here in a couple weeks, at the end of the month, maybe the beginning of February. So yeah, I do enjoy me some Sixers. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think it'd have to be the Sixers between Embiid and you know, obviously with Embiid, they're the best bad team off the court too. They always have the most amusing moments and all that sort of stuff. It's probably them.
Yeah, the process and the picture from tonight's comeback, and yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. I love watching the Sixers. I mean, there's some bad teams in the NBA, but the Sixers are a whole lot of fun to watch, and at least for their fans, they're bad, but at least they're entertaining. And I guess number two would be the LA Lakers, right? I mean, would they fit in the same category?
Yeah, I think so. The Sixers are another. You know, they have 3, 4, 5 interesting young pieces. You know, maybe none of them are potentially going to be as good as Embiid, but yeah, I can watch the Lakers a little bit too. They score a bunch, so scoring's always fun. You know, they have they've had the worst defense in the league a little bit, but yeah, no, both those teams are doing all right for themselves in terms of watchability.
On the other side of it, best team not named the Spurs, Cavs, or Warriors, most enjoyable team right now for you to watch. That's a good team in the NBA.
Let's see. I think it has to be the Rockets, who are kind of the surprise of the entire NBA so far. You know, I like it when people throw up, you know, 50, 55 three-pointers in a game. I mean, I know not everybody's always into that, but, you know, I think, you know, it's, and depends on what you're doing, but, like, they make them. So yeah, I'm definitely into the Warriors and watching them. Really Harden and then Westbrook, you know, I love watching Westbrook just because the Thunder, you know, the Thunder aren't perhaps the funnest team, but any team with Westbrook is worth watching at pretty much all times. So those are the two I would say.
Tim Cato, SB Nation, joining us. Yeah, you and I are on the same level here on both good and bad. So let's start with the Rockets for a second. Are you buying this? Are the Rockets a legitimate contender in the West?
I think I am. Yeah. I like what I've seen. It's incredible. This stat's a few days old, so it might have changed. But since December 1st, they have the fourth best defense in the NBA, which I don't think they actually have the fourth best defense. But the fact that they can play that level of defense for, you know, a month and a third is pretty incredible for where we thought they were to start the season. And I still think that Ryan Anderson is a subpar defender overall, and I'm not really sure how they're getting that production, especially now that Clint Capella is missing some time too. But yeah, they've been able to shut down teams and prevent buckets, you know, in addition to being the best offense in the NBA since December 1st, and I think the second best offense or third best offense overall. So yeah, between that and James Harden playing his best season ever, I'm more than impressed with what they've been able to do. And I think this is a team that Daryl Morey has been trying to build for 10 years as he's been the general manager, and has finally it's all come together.
Tim, we'll talk about the impact that Kyle Korver will make on the Cavaliers, but Korver's old team, the Atlanta Hawks, are trying to claim that they're not in full-blown rebuilding mode. They've, you know, made players available and then said they're not going to be available. They did trade Kyle Korver, but how do you read what's going on in Atlanta right now?
I think when it comes down to it, they will end up trading Millsap. There's still a lot of time left until the deadline. I just don't think you can do it when they've won 7 games in a row, and that's just not a message you can send to the players. It's not a message you can send to the fan base. It's just hard to do it. You know, obviously, if it was 2K and they everybody realized we're not beating the Cavaliers, which they aren't, then it'd be easy. But you know, there's so much you have to manage beyond that in the real life. So I think that's a big part of it. I don't think they're going to keep winning at this pace. I think the 7, you know, I think they're a solid team. Clearly, they could potentially get home court advantage with the number 4 seed. if they kept the team together. But I think this 7-game win streak is a bit of an aberration, and I do think that once they start losing a bit more, they'll be more inclined to go back to their original plan, which is kind of, you know, dealing the veterans out of there and starting from scratch. Clearly they have pieces in place, but you know, starting with trying to get younger and reset with a younger roster that already has some young pieces on it they can build around.
All right, Tim, to the new team for Kyle Korver, the Cavaliers pick up a sharpshooter, a guy who has led the NBA in three-point shooting 3 of the last 8 years. I completely love the move for the Cavaliers, but how do you feel about Korver in Cleveland?
You know, I think besides the fact that he is just an incredible shooter, I think it's important that they add another player to their bench simply that's a capable and reliable player. LeBron James has been averaging, I think he was at like 36, 37 minutes per game. Since the start of December, he's averaging, you know, like 38. So that's just too many minutes for a team that's trying to, you know, obviously they will all say their season starts in April. You know, their season starts with the playoffs. You could argue their season starts with, you know, the Eastern Conference finals, or, you know, because they usually get through the first two rounds pretty easily. So yeah, I think they needed another piece that they could rely on and not, you know, be looking at Kyrie and LeBron as much as they had. I think that's going to be important. J.R. Smith will be back before the playoffs, but he's going to be out a couple more months. So beyond all these shooting reasons and the reasons that, you know, you think back, obviously Ray Allen won LeBron a championship in a sense. You know, it's great to have shooters that are just, you know, amazing and some of the best ever in the NBA. But yeah, I think that adding to that bench and bulking up that bench was also a pretty important thing for them to do.
Tim, I got about 2 minutes left. You know, in terms of the best team in the East, it's the Cavs. But number two will avoid playing at least the Cavaliers to the conference final seed-wise. Toronto or Boston? Who's the number two team in the East?
I'm still going to side with Toronto, reluctantly, but I am a little bit worried about their defense that they've been putting out lately. It's definitely fallen off quite a bit for a team that's always been pretty solid on that end. So I'm not quite sure what to make of that, but I think I'm still going to side with the Raptors overall. And speaking of Millsap and the Hawks and potentially trading him, you know, that is the by far the most interesting destination that he could potentially go. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I know the Raptors have a few young pieces. I don't know if it's enough to sway the Hawks, but man, Millsap filling into that four spot would be very interesting. But even as is, even if Millsap doesn't get dealt, even if they don't make a trade at all, I think I'm still going to side with them. You know, Lowry and DeRozan is just such a lethal backcourt, and you know, I think I'm hopeful that the defense will come around. I think it will. So yeah, I think I'm still picking them over the Celtics, even though I do like the Celtics. I think that they're both fun teams, and both will have those 2-3 spot in some order once the playoffs come
out. Yeah, I would agree. Toronto got Boston already this week in a really fun game up in Toronto. Tim, good stuff tonight. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a good one.
That is Tim Cato. Follow him on Twitter at @Tim_CATO, covering the NBA for SB Nation Radio on the Progressive Insurance Liberty Guest Line.